ஓம் நம சிவாய். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர், தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். இன் திஸ் யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் கவாய் ஹிந்து லெக்சர்ஸ். தி டைட்டில்ஸ் ஆர் தி ஆஸ்ட்ரல் பாடி, த ஹியூமன் ஆரா, பிரசன்டட் பை ஸ்ரீ சத்குரு சிவாய சுப்பிரமணிய சுவாமி. தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய்.
Merging with Shiva Lesson 224, Soul Body, the Real You. Within all seven aspects of man lies the body of the soul, the actinic causal body, Anandamaya Kosha, the Real You. The soul body has a form, just as the astral body has a form, but it is more refined and is of a more permanent nature. It is this body which reincarnates, creating around itself new physical and astral bodies, life after life after life. This process matures and develops the body of the soul. Hence we have old souls and young souls, depending on the maturity and unfoldment of the soul body, or depending upon the number of lives or the intensity of maturing experience which the individual has passed through. The body of the soul is pure light, made of quantums. It is indestructible. It cannot be hurt or damaged in any way. It is a pure being, created by Lord Shiva, maturing its way to Him in final merger. The body of the soul is constant radiance. Its mind is superconsciousness, containing all intelligence, and is constantly aware, does not sleep, and is expanding awareness as the soul body matures. For the soul, realized person, awareness travels through the mind as a traveler travels from city to city, country to country, never caught in any one area for longer than necessary. Always consciously conscious of awareness and consciousness at every moment. The body of the soul lives in the eternity of the moment, simultaneously conscious of past and future as a one cycle. The true nature, everlasting, secure personal identity, is realizing oneself as the soul body. This is truly finding our roots, our source, our indestructible, ever-maturing soul. In the years that follow, complete illumination or realization of the self in obtaining a stabilized nirvikalpa samadhi, a body of pure, actinic, golden energy, the swarna sharira begins to form. I experienced this beginning to happen in me in 1955. At that time, there was only enough odic force to hold the physical body together in material activity. This new actinic body is built through the consecutive practice of nirvikalpa samadhi on a daily basis, which forms one of the highest disciplines of Siddha Yoga. However, it should be mentioned that the first great attainment to be striven for by the aspirant is the experiencing of inner light, which is taught to family people and renunciates alike, implying that he has enough inner dominion and control over the intellect that the radiance within the head or body is actually seen. This implies also a working control of the Manipura chakra, and a conscious awareness of the working of the Anahata chakra of cognition, allowing a burst of actinic energy to the Vishuddha chakra of love. The next step for aspirants is what is known as touching into the self. When this occurs, the soul body is released, made completely autonomous, so that they can then be trained in its conscious use and control. It is in this body that they attend higher plane schools and communicate through vibration with others in the soul body. From then on, it is for them to train with the guru personally so that they learn to use and control the body of the soul. With this control and altered consciousness, they eventually come into a sustained realization of the self. Nirvikalpa Samadhi in this or a future life. For the next phase on the path to merger is to make ready and then sustain renunciate life in the truest sense by becoming a Nala Sannyasin. It must be said that many frustrate themselves by seeking realization beyond their abilities while not accomplishing the realizations that are within their abilities. We must remember that Savikalpa Samadhi relates to the Anahata and Vishuddha chakras, sustained by a purified intellect and a dynamic will, whereas Nirvikalpa Samadhi is of the Ajna and Sharashara chakras and those above, and is sustained by complete renunciation of the world to the point where the world renounces the renunciate. These are the venerable sannyasins. Control of the mind builds the intuitive nature by directing the flow of thought, perceptively discriminating between actions, aware of attending reactions. The yoga student soon learns the use of his actinic power. In order to hold an expanded consciousness, this power must be brought into use, and when it flows through the intellect, it automatically changes the chemistry of the intellect while it begins to build the intuitive nature. Reverse your thinking about yourself. Feel that you come out of timelessness, causelessness, spacelessness. Visualize the pure, radiant body of light, the being of the soul, the I am, the watcher. Then around that is formed the intuitive mind, and around that is formed the intellect. Then the chakras come into view, governing the highest to the lowest states of mind and the Ida, Pingla, and Sushumna currents. The instinctive nature is formed around this, then the human aura, through which thought forms are created. Then the vital health body, and then the physical body. Om Namah Shivaya. Merging with Shiva, Lesson 225, The Remarkable Human Aura. The human aura extends out around the body from 3 to 4 feet, even from 5 to 6 feet in the case of more evolved souls. It is made up of a variety of vibratory rates or colors. Each area of the mind that awareness flows through reflects a change in these vibratory rates of colors in the human aura. When you have developed a certain psychic sight, by seeing through the eyes of the soul, you will be able to look at a person, see the aura around him, and know immediately the area of the instinctive, intellectual, or superconscious mind he is aware in at that particular time. For instance, if someone's awareness was flowing through the realms of depression, that is, the area within the vast mind substance that contains the vibratory rate of depression, his aura would look rather gray, dim, and dismal. If he was aware in the feeling of a genuine love for all humanity, his aura would look light blue, fringed and tinged with yellow. However, if his love for humanity was of a superficial emotional nature, being more idle talk and emotion than some superconscious compassion, his aura would be pink or reddish, telling you that there is still a lot of instinctive fire, and should an upsetting circumstance occur, he could easily forget about universal love and become quite angry. Then the pink would turn to flaming red, streaked with black. After this, if he were to feel remorseful about the emotional upheaval, the aura would turn to dark blue, and you could hardly see his face for the deep blue mist that would form around his body. If awareness was flowing through the area of the mind of inferiority and jealousy, the aura would be dark grayish-green in color. Someone with healing inclinations would have a pale green aura. A student increasing his intellectual knowledge would have an aura of brilliant yellow. The combinations are almost endless. Several colors often appear in the aura at the same time. For example, the red of suppressed desire and seething anger might appear along with the yellow of intellectual involvement. This person's head would be surrounded in yellow and the lower part of his body streaked in red. Even a touch of very dark green might appear, showing that jealousy caused his anger. It becomes easy to diagnose emotional problems simply by looking at the vibratory rate of the aura's colors and judging the area of the mind awareness is flowing through. Merging with Shiva, lesson 226. Colors, ceaseless ebb and flow. The vast plasma of the mind is complete and finished in all of its various states, departments, areas, and moods. It only seems as though it is being created as we move our awareness through it. Each area of the boundless universe of the mind has its own colors and sounds. We interpret them through our nerves and register them as feelings. When we separate awareness from that which it is aware of, it is possible to separate feeling from that which we feel. Then we can become aware of the sound of feeling and the color of feeling, as well as the color of sound. The sound of color and the feeling of sound. It will require some good meditation on your part to fully grasp this concept, but in time, you will come to understand the complete gamut of emotion and its vibratory rates as you begin to become aware of the aura around the physical body. When someone is flowing his awareness through the sub-superconscious areas of the mind and programming his subconscious anew, his aura rapidly changes. You know he is progressing on the path, for his aura goes through various changes of color patterns week after week as he works inwardly with his awareness. A devotee sitting in meditation, diligently working within himself, will in the course of half an hour change the colors of his aura from 3 to 4 to 5 times. As he moves his awareness from the instinctive intellectual areas into the brilliancy of subsuperconscious realms, his aura will take on shades of light blue and light yellow interlaced with white. Then, as he moves into superconsciousness, rays of light from the central source of energy will begin to emerge from the core of his spine and flood out through his aura and penetrate the atmosphere of the room. You feel his presence as a darshan. The sub of the subconscious mind has an aura of its own deep within the outer aura that we have been describing. It is seen within the physical body itself and is different from the daily emotional intellectual aura which appears around the physical body as a result of awareness being in one area of the mind or another. All the reactionary conditions of our past, which are currently reacting in our subconscious mind, are reflected in the colors of this inner subconscious aura. Oddly enough, The inner aura looks much like a modern art painting. This part of the aura does not flood out around the body, but hovers deep within the body, in the area of the chest and torso. Peering deep into the torso, one can see its various colors. They do not move. Modern art painters may, without knowing it, be depicting the subconscious aura of themselves, their family, and their friends, for that is exactly what some paintings look like. The inner aura might look like this. On the left side of the chest, a large area of green. Down in the lower abdomen, a patch of red. Near the throat, yellow. And across the heart area are streaks of orange or purple. These colors do not move. They just remain there vibrating, and the rest of the aura moves around and through them. Virgin with Shiva, Lesson 227, Working with the Inner Aura. As soon as one begins to meditate, to gain enough control of awareness, the colors begin to move a little. When the meditator breaks out of his ordinary daily life habit patterns by beginning to reprogram his subconscious mind, his inner aura begins to change. When after a good meditation, a predominant subconscious reactionary pattern comes before his vision, as if it happened yesterday, and he begins to react to it all over again, one of these color patterns may move up to the throat area. He will have to swallow. At that point, if you ask the question, "What's on your mind?" he would speak out this reaction. I always recommend it be written down and burned instead of spoken. Then that color leaves, never to reappear, and another one rises from underneath. A green color might leave, and a brown one come up in its place. These repressed areas eventually will dissipate. And awareness, once divided in many different ways, will pull in its tentacles from externalized areas of the mind until it can move freely through all areas of the mind. Each time one of these deep-rooted, subconscious reactionary conditions leaves, the inner aura becomes more fluid, brighter, and less rigid. The devotee becomes more wholesome. After an entire subconscious cleansing, due to maybe a year of someone's working with himself and developing and reprogramming his subconscious mind positively, the chest would turn into a pure sheet, a very beautiful yellow, and rays of white light could be seen coming out from within it. This would continue until the devotee stopped working with himself. And if he began dwelling more in subconscious areas or encounters a condition in life which he's not able to face within himself, and regresses into resentment, selfishness, self-pity, and spite, the chest would cloud again and look exactly like a modern art painting. The mind is like a vast universe. Man's individual awareness travels through the mind from one planet to another, one area to another. Or, if we compare the mind to the world, man's individual awareness travels through the mind from hate to love, to joy to sorrow, to all the various ideas and concepts within the mind, as he would travel from country to country, city to city. Therefore, the human aura is very consistent. Each time man's individual awareness flows through love, the human aura reflects the pastel colors of love, as it would reflect the colors of hate, fear, jealousy, exuberance, compassion, and the various areas of the intellect. One can learn to read the colors of the human aura and know in what area of the mind the awareness of the person is flowing. Om Namah Shivaya. Merging with Shiva Lesson 228. The Art of Seeing Auras. The big question always arises, how do we know whether or not we are seeing an aura or if it is just our imagination? Actually, there is no such thing as imagination, according to the general use of the word. When we go within ourselves, we find that each thing that is so-called imagination, or in the world of image, actually exists within the refined substance of the mind, and we are just becoming aware of it, where it is imprinted in the vast internal substance of the mind. Only when we become aware of something that we imagine for a long enough period do we bring out of the subtle areas of the mind and impress it upon the memory patterns of the physical brain. At that point, we do not call it imagination, we begin to call it real. Finally, if we can bring it into physical manifestation, then we really begin to call it real. I suppose that this is the way man's individual awareness has become externalized, so that he looks at the external world as real and the internal, refined areas of the mind as being unreal or elusive. It was not always so, however, because with the absence of the things to externalize man's individual awareness, man is naturally within himself. When awareness is within the very depths of the mind, so that color and light and sound are one and the same to him, he then looks at his fellow man from the inside out. He would first see the spine of someone he was looking at, and the lights within the spine, and then he would see the inner aura, then the outer aura of the individual, and last he would see the physical body. When awareness is externalized to the point where we see physical things as reality, then we see the physical body first and have to strain to see the aura and the internal layers of consciousness. Go within yourself and all things will be unfolded to you on the inner planes of consciousness, as well as in the external states of mind. You will begin to see through them all. Seeing an aura is like seeing through someone. Their physical body begins to fade just a little bit, and we see where their awareness is flowing in the wonderful world of the mind. The colors around the person are first seen within your own mind. You would not clearly see them around their physical body. Later, after becoming adjusted to this new form of sight, you may see colors around the individual's physical body. Where do these colors come from? All things in the mind are sound and color. Look around you and observe each vibratory ray of every physical object as having a sound as well as a color. Everything is sound, everything is color, everything is shape. Therefore, in the refined areas of the mind, all things are color and all things are sound, recognizable through the sixth sense of the all-seeing eye. This faculty is always awake. You only have to learn how to be aware of it and use it. In a similar way, an artist must learn to distinguish with his physical eyes between one shade of color and another, and between the dimensions in a painting. Merging with Shiva, Lesson 230, Chakras and Nadis. There are seven great force centers of psychic nerve ganglia called chakras within the physical body, the astral body, and the body of the soul. Each chakra is a spinning vortex of mind power, a vast collective area of many, many different thought strata of odic and ectenic energy. When awareness flows through any one or more of these areas, certain functions happen, such as the function of memory, the function of reason, and the function of willpower. As the chakras spin, releasing energies into the body, these energies permeate the physical cells with life and vitality and radiate out through the force fields that surround the body. The forces are cloud-like or fog-like in consistency and reflect these energies in much the same way as a cloud reflects the rays of the sun. You have watched clouds in the sky at sunset. They appear to change color from white to pink to orange and then to darker shades. Of course, the clouds do not change. The light waves change. The clouds faithfully reflect the color of the light. In a similar way, the human aura is a reflection of the wavelength of energies generated in our mind by our emotions and from our body. The basic odic and ectenic energy of the aura itself does not change. It is these energies emanating from the chakras that change. The aura simply mirrors those energies as color vibrations. Within the aura are psychic nerve currents called nadis. It is through these nadis that you feel someone standing next to you without turning your head to look at him. Also, by standing next to a person, 2 or 3 feet away, you can feel how he is feeling. Feelings are transferable, for feelings are vibrations which can be felt through the subtle nerve system. You feel them with these astral nadis that extend out from the body into and through the aura. Oftentimes you may identify with the feelings that you pick up from others and begin to feel that way yourself, while actually you are just picking up the vibration from someone near you. As we have learned through the clairvoyant vision, these feelings can be seen as colors in the astral atmosphere surrounding your acquaintance. As feelings are transferable, the colors within our aura are transferable too. We now know that our aura and the thoughts and feelings which give rise to it affects and influences those around us. In a sense, we rub off on one another. A positive example is the way in which the pure and healthy aura of the faithful and devoted Hindu wife enhances the aura of her husband. His mental state is generally more positive as a result, and his business prospers.